now in the studio, Joan Farnham with the Art Scene. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a spring feel out there, isn't it?
It is. Makes me nervous. I'm looking for green in the grass that's exposed, and I think I saw a little shred yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Let's get nervous about that. I don't even have my seeds yet.
Well, that's easily fixed.
You know, this intro music is reminds me of another art, and that is the art of flying, because there's this incredible YouTube video of these, it's called the 10 Scariest Crosswind Landings, and it's airplanes coming in, big, huge jets, have to fly into this runway with the wind coming across it, not mm-hmm. down it. Mm-hmm. And so they have to keep their nose into the wind right before the last minute when they straighten up and go straight. And these are airplanes that handle 300 people, and they're huge. And I tell you what, it's the art of flying. It's the art of scariness.
If you're about to take a trip somewhere, don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
All right. Yikes.
We've got a lot of really cool things going on.
Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to tell people about is there's a guy in Thunder Bay who's made this great rap video. Yes, a rap video from Thunder Bay. Somebody gave it 5 stars on YouTube. And let's see, it's also 1,000 people have watched it. So it's worth a look. Yeah, I do put it at the end of my blog, NorthShoreArtsy.com. You can find it at the end of my blog. But if you just even, if you don't want to read through everything I have to say, you can go to YouTube and just put in Hometown Thunder Bay. Hometown, two words, Thunder mm-hmm. Bay. And it'll come up. It's this really interesting. There are parts of Thunder Bay I didn't know existed on
there
that.
There you go.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very urban. Okay, tonight, today, Papa Charlie's Bump is playing at 3:30. Pincushion Warblers are playing at 6:30. And then the Hillcats. They're a funky rock group and should be pretty fun. Before that, you can go to Mark Tessier, who's going to be at Fireside Chats at Severson Gallery. He started that. It's a presentation from 6 to 7, and I'm sure we're going to be able to see some of his beautiful photographs. This guy, I don't know what he does in his photos, because we have some good photographers here in the county, but his photos are always, I don't know, they just remind me that of the moment before you step into a scene. And when you do, everything will change because you're a human standing there in this landscape. But just before that happens, and so there's this sense of waiting. Mm-hmm. It is pretty interesting.
It's very evocative, very, very emotional content in his photos. And just, I don't know either. I mean, I know what you're saying. He makes the scenes around Grand Marais area that we're all very familiar with just different somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, just like there is a magical quality about them. So very, very wonderful photographer.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's very cool. Now, so you can do that. So you can be busy all day traveling around, listening to music. On Sunday or Saturday night at the tavern, Crazy Neighbors will play. They played last night. And you can, if you can handle having your ear against the speakers, you can listen to the Olympics. Because they have it on 2 screens, the big screen and the Raven, and they have it over the bar too. But if there are a lot of people there, that's not too easy to do, but at least you can see the
images.
You
can see them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay.
Yeah, a lot of fans of the Olympics that don't have TVs were there last night. On Sunday, there's a really interesting group that's playing at Papa Charlie's at 3:30 in their Après Ski event, and they're called the Bitter Spills. And I'd never, have you heard of them?
No.
Well, I hadn't either.
I love their name, though.
Yeah, I thought, what's going on with this name? So I did a YouTube and checked out some of their videos. They have very interesting music. One of them, it's Baby Grant Johnson. That's a really familiar name. And Rick Mattson. Rick Mattson used to play with Old Yeller, and Baby Grant Johnson used to play with New Vintage. And here we go. They have a group together. It's mostly folk music, but these are all former rock musicians. So there's a lot of underground, underneath, a lot of interesting sounds because they used to really play hard rock.
Okay.
So, yeah, very cool. It's pretty fun. Let's see what else. Oh, for classical music, the Broadway Sweater Duet or Sweater Duet. They play flute, piano, and violin, I think. And they're going to be at Bluefin on Sunday from 7 to 9. And I do have some good news. The Hope for Haiti fundraiser raised $1,300.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah.
That was at the North House.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
$1,300. That was pretty good. And you could you could designate where you wanted the money to go, either for direct emergency aid or for houses or homes for humanity, Haiti, to build houses for the people. So you had a chance, you had a choice of where you wanted to donate your money.
Wow, nice.
Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Yeah. Some other news is, you know, there's this really cool show at the Grand Marais Art Colony that's going to open on, I think, March 21st, called Stations of the Cross. And there are artists that have been invited and asked to invite themselves to participate in the show. And so you have things like people like quilters and painters and multimedia artists and photographers all contributing to this exhibit. And they were each artist was given a particular station to talk about. Well, Howard Hedstrom has one.
Wow.
Yeah. He has a really beautiful, it's sort of a bas relief piece made from wood, from cherry wood and and birch. And he has, his is the first time Jesus fell is his theme. And so he creates a little sculpture of this. And so that's on my blog too if you want to see it. But I've seen some other photographs of the work, and we have quilts. We have photographs. I mean, it is really going to be an interesting show.
Okay.
And there's local and as well as regional artists that are participating in it.
Very cool.
Okay. And I think it's a beautiful day. Get out and take your hike. Get out and go skiing. Even walk around the block. And have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joan. You have a good weekend, too. That's Joan Farnham, regular feature on Saturday morning's North Shore Weekend with the Art Scene. And don't forget to go to her blog, and also on WTIP, you can link to her, the North Shore Art Scene.